the structural and communications engineers perhaps renegotiate, look and research a little more about the dollars per pole. I think it would be helpful in order to include all the parties that we have been dealing with that we look at more like a 6-month extension.
I'll accept that.
All right, then.
As long as we can be clear about, if we could before we vote on that, just so that we're all clear, sort of what you're going to do on our behalf.
In the 6 months. Yeah. We would appreciate that.
Amend the terms of these agreements. I mean, I think the policy in these agreements, as has been said by two of our three public testimonies, on balance are better than what's in existing policy.
Absolutely.
Can we
just amend the duration today and pass these with 6 months with the new policy in place? I guess that's maybe an illegal question, too. But.
So is what you're asking, rather than having these be for an extension of 3 years, mm-hmm. have them be an extension of six months? And then pass them with all of the other conditions proposed? Yes, you could amend the ordinances to do that today.
Okay. Could we amend it on this amendment sheet so we could do it in one amendment?
That's a process question for the attorneys, I believe.
Well, I would certainly be prepared to do that. I do think that it's going to take some more time, but I do think we need something in the interregnum. We need a better policy as proposed than what we have now.
Could you
on behalf
say,
of protecting neighborhoods,
Mr. Mayor? Could you take a 5-minute break, and I could go work with staff to craft up some language and bring it back on a sheet, so it was clear on
but
to just, the council.
But you'd add it to the
yes, we'll
being
add
proposed.
It to that particular sheet, so it'll be in one package.
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes? 3 minutes it is.
Thank you. So we can't even muster.
I want to be clear on the record that I think they have to
argument because we don't have as much as interesting.
Well, I would think that would be a good budget discussion.
Yeah.
And kind of depending upon how the utilities want to be partners in that, but you'd think that it would be, well, they've obviously influenced Congress to preempt us from even discussing some of the issues.
I wanted to ask
we're actually.
You can't. I can't ask a question.
I don't know, Ken.
Rick, if it's pertinent to this issue,
are we off?
We should wait until we resign.
Sorry.
Or I can write my question. I don't know. Well, it's a simple question.
Can you ask Hannah?
Right.
We could also have you come back up for a minute, Rick.
Yeah.
Stunt.
We got the for your beach option. You go across Ross Island. It's the beach.
Oh, really?
It's the one right on the tip.
It's the beach.
I thought that was owned by
ours. We're regulated under state law. We don't have any control.
But they know it.
Yeah. You told me you were sneaky with rounds.
That's cool.
I don't know why the port opened to a 6 month. So we'll be doing a resolution there.
They'll
do the ocean.
And they'll do the other part.
But I didn't know when you asked us. I didn't know. We didn't know the agents. You asked the hearts. Did you know? I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know. You know, Dave, you separate your own politics from issues before us for liability reasons.
It's usually a little more passion associated with housing. A little more passion associated usually with housing community development than franchise.
We're having a briefing.
Cool.
I'm gonna sneak up there sometime and do a skinny dip. Now that'll get you back in the paper.
Over a minute and a half. Is there?
Over 3 minutes.
Carla turned on the timer. That's smart.
Thank you, Carla. We're going to point that out.
Mayor, let's have HR come up and deal with this first as an HR matter. We'll get to the right.
Yeah, they failed to make the 3 minutes.
To respond back with the 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hold them in contempt.
Council contempt.
I'll let the union say
that. Well, you know what they say about the foo. Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Those speeches.
Yeah. Could we send a posse out for these folks? Well, they've taken six now.
Was there an APB out for us?
Yeah.
It's just printing.
Oh, wow.
Written. Also, you printed it too.
Written and everything.
We thought it would be best for you if it were legible.
Do you have copies of it, or is that
coming? Yes, they are coming. That.
That carbon paper stuff?
Yeah.
You know, when I started practicing law,
Is that on like the wagon trail here?
Good.
So, do you want to explain this?
Sure. The first change would be to Directive A, and this will have to be an amendment to each of the ordinances. So, this will have to be moved and seconded and approved for each of the five ordinances. The first is to change the date from, I'm sorry, it should be 2011, December 31st, 2011. I didn't get a chance to proof this before I brought it in, but in the ordinances itself, it says 2011, and that's changed to June 30th, 2009, so it would be a six-month extension. And then the other is the language regarding the business associations, and that was what was previously brought up.
Okay, good.
I'll move that amendment.
Good. And before we, there was, Rick wanted to make a statement very quickly. Could you please come up, state your name, and try to keep it succinct?
I'd express my concern about the citywide wireless cones that are still in place and can't be removed because the company is no longer able to pay for the removal. And my concern is that if an antenna goes up and a company goes out of business, and we're having companies go out of business or contracting, that there be some bonding associated with the removal of equipment in such an instance so that we're not stuck with this stuff.
Rick, you mentioned this earlier that
Don Bach couldn't be here, Mike Roach couldn't be here. Yeah, you're here, and there may or may not be some written testimony. So if we are going to take this action today and there's anything in writing that you want to submit,
I'll summarize. Can I do that in a day? Or
at any time you want. Yeah, it looks like we've got a six-month extension
exactly.
We're voting on. But either feel free to communicate through the clerk's office or with each of us individually with any written comments.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, folks?
So I'm moving the amendment to add the new termination date from December of 2011 to June 30th of 2009, and to add business associations as one of the list
Second.
Of organizations must be consulted.
Okay. We have to do them individually, so.
Can I have a, before we start voting, I just wanted to make sure that before we do that, that we're trying to be clear on the kind of analysis that we collectively seek to have completed in the next 6 months. So I'm no expert in this area. So first, let's get an expert sooner than later. I'm interested in pole locations, types of poles, so where they're located, and whatever the attributes of size and type. We talked about the difference if they're in front of your house or in front of your business between wires in the pole versus conduits running outside the pole up to the transmitter equipment. Type of equipment beyond the poles, including the sort of what's out there, what's for sale, what do companies use, the noise, the size, the appearance, the strength. And I guess also in the pole locations, it would be given that we've seen now two examples just today of the noisiest part of the overall package being above ground. How many of the noisiest part is above ground versus below ground? So it's poles and then are the trans, whatever they're called, transformers above or below ground. I'm also interested in the strength, only because that leads to how many poles there are. And then related to, so strength or service area, what are the...
Strength of signal?
Correct.
Okay.
And then assuming something again, that helps us measure the impact, helps us to better analyze the impacts versus the benefits, which is the service, but sort of the impacts, anything else there. And then it'd be also good as we're sort of doing an inventory locally, what are best practices? Because I think in these details and more is the difference between acceptance and obviously within a particular location and obviously impact of one. Trends. I'd like to know more about trends. What can we expect in the future? And given where the technology is going, can we be a leader in just like the airport has worked hard to get aircraft carriers to switch out equipment that is quieter, and they've made that a concerted effort in terms of the cargo planes at the airports because of the noise of the impact on the neighborhoods below. What else do we need to do to sort of be proactive, either in a facilitative, using the bully pulpit, regulatory, or otherwise? And then, of course, I've been here a long time, so shame on me. I had no idea we got so little in terms of fees off of trying to manage this that we can't even do it well. So I'm interested in sort of best practices on sort of fees.
You know, I think it would be a good thing to perhaps a few months down the road to have a work session on this rather than a council session so that we can get more, get a better in-depth understanding, not we, but you guys get a better understanding of the consequences. And
you'll be watching them.
And, yes, I will.
Perhaps a special
Cancun has a
invitation could be extended to you.
If I could add a couple of items to Commissioner Adams' excellent summary of the relevant issues. One is, since we've had testimony about the noise that's emanating from at least one external box, I'd like to know whether our existing noise code covers that, whether we have existing tools to deal with that. And second, this is really for counsel, Ben. I'd like to know more about the legal issue of what happens if you enter into a three-year agreement and the federal law changes and preempts the guts of what we're trying to work out here. Can we, by contract, have the wireless companies waive their rights to get a better deal under federal law, and or would the contract automatically terminate if some provision was invalidated? And I'd just like to get your legal advice on those questions.
And that sparked one other issue. What is your name, sir, again?
George Folks.
So this is George's point, and that is, what are our retrofit options? For the people that are suffering right now, what are our options once we figure out how to do this quieter and better? If we can, what are the options to try to get that improvement for folks that are already having to deal with it.
Sam, can I add one? Because that's a great point. Why don't we add to that a request to the particular carrier? What would be the cost of retrofitting that? If we were to condition a renewal on some of these things being cleaned up, and or if we just wanted to know what the cost of mitigation would be, I think it's fair to ask what are the options at that site, and what would be the cost. It would also, I think, help us understand feasibility as it comes up as a test later.
Great.
I suggest you start a blog site. Strictly limited to city council.
So we have to vote on each agreement and the amendment separately.
You've moved the
each ordinance.
I think the way I would treat this is you've moved the amendments for the first ordinance 1675. You for each item you'll need to take two votes, one on the amendment and then one on the ordinance as amended.
Okay. Do we have to read the ordinance or just ordinance 1675?
I think since you've had Carla read them all, you can just call them up by number.
Okay. Item ordinance 1675, do I hear a motion on the amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams.
I'll just give my brief comments now and then just vote for the rest of the time. I want to thank you again for engaging us in this discussion. I've learned a lot during this hearing, and you've been very patient with us and forthcoming, and I appreciate that. And the work that you've done and the work that Commissioner Saltzman and his team have done between our last session and this. I don't want to overlook the fact that what you've done in the interim is a significant improvement, and I appreciate that. And I look forward to staying on it and being an advocate with you to make things even better. Aye.
Fish?
I'd like to join in Commissioner Adams's comments. I think this has been an exemplary hearing, and both of you are probably eligible for a Purple Heart. But we appreciate the exchange, both to you, David, and Mary Beth, Ben Walters, and then, of course, Brendan Finn and Amy True, because there's been a lot of work that preceded this hearing where the council offices have been briefed and brought up to speed. So I'm grateful for that. And, Dan, this is a thankless task, so I echo what Commissioner Adams said, which is thank you for your leadership on this. And I think this is a significant improvement that can get even better with a little more time. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I also want to take this opportunity, these will be my remarks, to say I want to thank David Solos, Mary Beth Henry, Ben Walters, Amy True in my office, and Brendan for their good work. I think the remarks, this policy is a substantial and significant improvement between striking the balance between neighborhood livability and providing a service that people want more and more every day, and they want more of it, and they want it faster. So this is a great step, I think, in balancing preserving residential areas, but also recognizing that this is an industry that our consumers, our voters, want to have. So it's a balance we have to strike, and it's also rife with federal preemption issues as well. So I vote aye.
Potter.
Well, I really appreciate what you folks have done. It is difficult work. I'm stunned by some of the information I've heard about some of the things we can't talk about. And I'm going to be talking about those things to the Intergovernmental Relations Office and the mayor-elect about. I just think that's reprehensible, whatever it is that we're talking about. And I think some of these issues brought up, some of the pictures that were here today, both of how they do it right, the one in front of the church where it's buried, but then in front of this gentleman's near his residence where it's just out there and obnoxious, should be corrected. And I think Commissioner Adams' point about retrofitting is something that needs to be looked at. So thank you, folks. I vote aye. And we'll now vote on the ordinance. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Ordinance 1676.
We'll move the amendment.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Vote on the ordinance.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Ordinance 1677. Call the vote. Excuse me. Do I?
Amendment? Oh, I'm sorry. I move the amendment.
Second.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Call the vote on the ordinance.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Ordinance 1678.
Move the amendment.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Call the vote on the ordinance.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. On ordinance 1679.
Move the amendment.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Let's call the vote on the ordinance.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. That's some of the finest choreography I've ever seen.
Good job.
We're adjourned until next week.
Job,
yes.
So I was going to tell you that the FCC's agenda for